We are up to Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is about 7 lines on the top. Tana Rabbanan, we are still learning the laws of Kiddush and Havdalah. Tana Rabbanan, we learned. Zochoy des Yom HaShabbos Lekacha. You should remember, the Naseres HaDibra says, you should remember Shabbos to make it holy. How are you supposed to remember it? Zochreyu Al Hayayin. Remember it with wine. Now, how do we know that remembering him means wine? So Taisa brings a couple of psukim from Shir HaShirim, from Hosea, where it says the word remembering, and it talks about with wine or like wine. Now, so this is Kiddush, and there's a big argument in Hoshanim whether making Kiddush on wine is Mahatera or not. So according to the Rambam, the Vogon Avraham, the Alter Rebbe, making Kiddush Mahatera is just saying words. According to the Rambam, you have to say words of Shevach, you have to say words of praise and words of Kedusha. And so therefore, when we daven Ma'ariv, we are Yotze Kiddush Mahatera. Anything to do later is only Midrabbanan. That's how the Rambam and Rambam Al Tebe learn. Then there are three different schools of thought that disagree. That before we get to that, in the Gemara Nozer Daf Gimel on the base on the bottom, the Gemara says Miyayin v'Sheicher Tazit, that it says the positive that from wine and from old wine that a nozer should separate from. So the Gemara says to teach you that yayin mitzvah ke yayin reshus, that a nozer also shouldn't drink yayin mitzvah. And the next few words of the Gemara is an argument how to learn pshat. The Gemara says over there, yayin and havdolah of kiddush. So some say it's a statement that it means that which wine should a nozer abstain from? The wine from kiddush and havdolah, which means it's mahatayra. The Torah is telling you don't drink it. It means mahatayra. Not only mahatayra from kiddush. Not only Mahatayra, you have to hold a cup of wine, but Mahatayra, you have to actually drink it. That's what some of the Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim learn that Mahatayra, you have to make Kiddush. Mahatayra, maybe you have to hold a cup of wine, but not necessarily you have to drink it. So they learn Pshat Gemara, it's a question mark. Is Kiddush and Havdalah Mahatayra that the Torah has to tell you, don't drink Kiddush and Havdalah? But it's only Mirabon anyway. Okay, so then we have three different schools of thought that want to say that they have a problem with the Rambam and the Mogen Avraham and Alter Rebbe Shitta. One reason is, the Mishnah Berurah's reason, he says, Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona, so if you're davening Ma'ariv but you don't have Kavona, that this should be Kiddush for Shabbos, how can you be Yaitzah? And obviously the Rambam doesn't agree with him, and the Mogen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe, because since it's called Kabbalah Shabbos, in fact that's the name of the davening. So the whole davening, you're davening thinking that now Shabbos is coming in. So that's enough for Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona. Then you have the Minchas Chinuch, who says that we'll soon learn in the Gemara of Kuf Yud Zayin that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush, and that's why I mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. The response to that is, since in Ma'ariv you say Krishma, and you say the third Parsha, and you say Emunah, which is about Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's all one davening, it's good enough, it doesn't say it has to be, the whole davening is Kiddush, not just two words, Mekadosh HaShabbos. The third thing is the Prima Godim, and he says that anything that the Torah, any mitzvah in the Torah, the Rabbanah come along and tell us how to do it. If you don't do it their way, you're not Yetzer at all. Now the Rabbanah said you have to make it on wine. If you don't do it in wine, you're not Yetzer Matar at all. Again, everyone disagrees with Prima Godim because the basis of his thing is Tesis and Sukkot Avdal and Aleph, and there Tesis talking about where we only when we are, what right do the Chacham have to take away mitzvah in the Torah? It's only they're doing it to protect the Torah. Like if your table in the sukkah is sitting outside of the sukkah, the Chacham said, don't sit in such a sukkah because you might stick your head out and eat. So where the Chacham are coming to protect or safeguard the Torah, then they have a right to say, if you don't do it our way, you're not Yetzer. But where the Chacham are coming merely to enhance, they have no right to say, if you don't do it our enhancement, you're not Yetzer Mahatayra. So therefore, and this makes things a lot easier to say when you come home and make Kiddush, it's only Midrabbon. Anyway, remember the Kiddush is only the part that's after Bari Perek Ofen. Anything you say before Bari Perek Ofen is not Kiddush. So Vaychulu has nothing to do with Kiddush, and we explained yesterday what Vaychulu is all about, all the different things. Okay, let's continue. So that's what Gemara is saying, you have to make Kiddush on wine. Anyway, it'll be you make Kiddush by day. Because the Pasuk says, Zochar es Yoyim HaShabbos, right? Sounds like by day. But Laila Menayin, how do you have to make Kiddush at night as well? Tam Eloimer, Zochar es Yoyim HaShabbos Lekachar. So now exactly, how does that answer Zohar Zim Shabbat Kachar? I'll explain in a minute. First of all, Laila Minayin, I don't understand. You're asking how do you know to make Kiddush at night? Adirabba, Ika Kiddusha B'Lailu Kaddish. Kiddush, what does Kiddush mean? Kiddush means to make something holy, which means it's not holy yet. So when is the right time to make Kiddush? 12 hours into the day? Of course it means the beginning of Shabbos. So what was he even have a minute that is by day, and then you're asking how do you know about night? The Kaddish Tchilas Yemer Boi L'Kedusha. You always have to make Kiddush at the beginning of the Shabbos. That's question number one. Vesu, okay, let's say I have a valid question. B'Laila Menayin, how do you know at night? So what's your answer? Tam Eloimer Zochar Es Yom. Remember the day. How do you learn from Zohar Yom that you make Kiddush at night? Tana Medra Laila, the Tana is trying to find a source for at night. And he's bringing a pasuk of the day. Says the Gemara, Hachikama. This is how you should understand the Braisa. We're not in any way adding words or whatever, but just how you're supposed to understand, interpret the Braisa. Zohar Yom Shabbos Lekache. Remember the Vayim Shabbos Lekache, Zohreyu Alayayim. Remember in wine. Bichni Sase right in the beginning. Ain li yellow belila only at night. Be yeminayin, how do you know by day? Tamaloimir, Zohar es yem haShabbos. So somehow or another, we're not changing the words around, but somehow this is how you learn Pshat in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, so you're telling me, be yem, you make Kiddush as well. Be yem, I'm a Varech. I told you yesterday, big machlek is the Rambam, the Ravid, whether it's even Kiddush by day. The Ravid holds, there is no Kiddush by day, and therefore you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, you don't have to have makums and all that. Because the Gemara said yesterday, there's no Kiddush by day, clearly. In fact, the many in the Shema hold that a Yom Tov by day, there's definitely no Kiddush. Not Mahatayra, not Midrabonim. And the Rabbi holds that even a Shabbos is no Kiddush. We hold there is Kiddush, and we said yesterday, the fact that you're making a Shahakal before you make a Maitzi, that in itself, that act is the Kiddush part. Not the words, because there's no words. What we say, Al Kem Berach, is before Bar Per Gofen. Anything you say prior to Bar Per Gofen is not Kiddush. That's merely a preamble. So what is a bracha you make by Kiddush? I make you a boy prayer gofen. All we do is we say boy prayer gofen. Rav Ashi ikl mechuzah. Rav Ashi once came to mechuzah to see the mechuzah. Omrulei, they invited him to honor him. Likadosh lamar kiddush rabba. Why don't you make Kiddush? And they referred to it as kiddush rabba. Now he didn't realize why it's called kiddush rabba, but rabba sounds like the greater Kiddush. So he thought not only it seems to make Kiddush by day, but even it's a greater Kiddush in mechuzah than at night. But in fact, it's called Rabbah two reasons. Either because Rabbah means prevalent, because Bar Per Gofen is much more prevalent than Stam Kiddush, because every time you drink wine, you make Bar Per Gofen. Or like others say, like the Ran and others, it's a euphemistic expression, which is that, like we call a blind person Saginar, full of light. We call the great Kiddush a Shabbos morning, which is barely a Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah. Anyway, Havulei, they gave him a glass of wine, a bech, to make Kiddush. So he started thinking to himself, my new Kiddush Rabbah. I know I make Kiddush every Shabbos, I just make Bar Per Gofen. What in the world is Kiddush Rabbah? Sounds like they do something differently here. What is it? Mechdi. Call Abrach Kulam Bar Per Gofen Ami Bereisha. He said, yes, look, we know that Kiddush doesn't matter what you say before. All that you say Kiddush is the Bar Per Gofen. So I'm a Bar Per Gofen. I'll make Bar Per Gofen, the Agid Bein, then I'll do some chazonas with the Gofen, and then I'll see what everybody's doing. If they start drinking straight away, because they all had a bech in front of them, as Tesa says, then I'll know that's it. That's the same Kiddush that I make. They just call Kiddush Rabba. But if they're still waiting for me to do something, then maybe they say Kiddush Friday night, again, Shabbat by day. Now you'll notice, he didn't say Vachul, otherwise you'd have known straight away. They would have said to him, what are you doing? Is a raya that even if you make up Kiddush Friday night, Shabbat by day, Vachul you don't say. As the Rishonim say. Again, it's not part of Kiddush. And Bachulu is only Friday night, but Hashem finished creating the world. Shabbos by day, you don't make it up. Anyway, Chazia, he saw out of the corner of his eye, Lahu saw this elderly person, the Gochin, he bent down, Vishasi, and he started to drink. In other words, he realized that was it. They just called it Kiddush Rabbah, but that was the entire Kiddush. He's Kori Anafshe, he referred to himself, HaChochamein HaBereshe, a wise person, his eyes are in head. In other words, you always see ahead. It's like a chess game. You always try to make a move and see how other people react, and then he behave accordingly. So Taisa has a whole discussion here. How can this person drink before the person who made Kiddush? And Taisa wants to say that if every person, by Kiddush might be different than Hamoitzi, by Hamoitzi you have to wait for the person who's making Hamoitzi to distribute it, because he's eating with you, and it's like a Birchus Nedarim, he has to be part of it. And Vashem by Kiddush, there's the... that nobody really had, the person who made the Kiddush doesn't really have to drink the wine. Anybody can drink the wine, therefore nobody has to wait. Then he says, no, other people say you should wait as well. So it's talking about over here that everybody had their own cup. And they can all drink from their own cup once he makes the Kiddush. If the wine is pogum, then he has to distribute his wine to everybody to make it out. Because we learned before, you just spill a drop of wine into somebody's cup. It takes the wine and makes it no longer pogum. Okay, says the Gemara further. And sending by bread, if everyone has their own challah, they don't have to wait for the person. Some say you have to have your own lechem mishnah as well. Amri ben Rabchiya, the Shimon Rabchiya said, we had already a reference to this yesterday. Mishal yehavdul b'moitzei Shabbos. If you didn't make avdol b'moitzei Shabbos, mavdul v'hoylech b'chol Shabbos kula. You can continue making the havdolah the entire week. That kama, what's meaning the entire week? Rab Zeida ad revi b'Shabbos until Tuesday night. Ki hodi yosir Rab Zeida kamed Rabasi. Rab Zeida once sat before Rabasi. The Amri lo Rabasi. Other says Rabasi sat before Rab Yechon. The Yosir come he sat and he said liinyan gitin. When it comes to gitin, chod b'Shabbat Sunday, today, Monday, with Losa, and Tuesday, Bosa Shabbat is considered post-Shabbos. And Arba,
and Wednesday, v'chamisha, and Thursday, u'mali yoyma, and Friday, kabbash shabbat, are called eder shabbos, and that's why we say kelim lekumas, which is l'chunran, and it is called the small l'chunran, we raise time to prepare shabbos on Wednesday. And I told you yesterday, I went through the whole chakir, went through again, whether it's all 3 days are a makeup, or the Havdalah is a 3 day mitzvah, or the third opinion is that Sunday is a full day mitzvah, and then Monday and Tuesday is a makeup. And the difference is if you're potter Motzei Shabbos, whether you have to make it up or not. Big machlek is whether the Motzei Tishba falls on a Sunday, whether you make Havdalah or not. Tell you one further. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said, Avaloy ala oil. Fire you don't make. Fire is only Motzei Shabbos. That's what Adam Rishon had, the intuition we had before in Mokum Shinogu when he struck the two flintstones and made fire. That's all. There's no makeup for fire. And the same thing goes with some. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say also no psalm. Omer Abruina, Omer Rav. Abruina said, name of Rav. Hanoitil Yodov. If somebody washes their hands, lo yekaddish, he shouldn't make kiddush. Now, there's a big argument here, and this is very negated halacha l'maisa. As we know that the Yekin and the Dutch, the way they do Shabbos is they wash their hands first, then they make kiddush, and then they eat the bread. And they don't make any hefsi, they don't talk, and they go straight from washing kiddush bread. Where does that come from? And the Ramosh Lord talks about it. It's a big machlekes, Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. And it's amazing that Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam were two brothers, and they don't call each other. Well, the Tosafot says, Rab Shmuel ben Meir, and then Rabbeinu Tam. In fact, they were just two brothers. Imagine you're flying on the wall, and you had the three sons of Rab Meir, which was Rabbeinu Tam, who was the youngest, Rab Yaakov. You had the oldest, Rab Shmuel, and the middle one, Rab Yitzchak, was the Rivam. Can you imagine what a Shabbos was like at the table? It would have been fascinating. And who's this great Rav Meir? We don't know that much about, that he was zeichet to have such three great sons. We always refer back to Rashi's grandsons, but they're actually the Rav Meir's sons. And he is due all the credit. Says the Gemara.
Well, could you imagine if the Zayda was at the Shabbos table?
No, that's true also, yeah. And then Rabbeinu Tam, they all had a nephew called, Rabbi Yitzchak was called the Ri. And if he made it to the table, you had the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, Rivam. They never would have finished the Shabbos meal. Anyway, let's learn the Gemara like the Rashbam learns first. So the Gemara says here, if somebody washes their hands, they should not make Kiddush. In other words, it's a hefsik. If you're going to wash your hands and then make Kiddush and then eat bread, it's a big interruption. The Kiddush is an interruption. So you can't do that. You cannot do what the Yekas do. The son of Shmuel, the son of Marta, said, Rav is still alive. Shechachninu, and you already forgot the law that he said. Zimnin segin, it happened on occasion. I was standing before Rav. Zimnin, on those occasions, the chaviv alei rifta, he wanted to make it on bread. Mekadosh rifta, he made kiddush on bread. He would wash, make the whole kiddush on a challah. Zimnin, in other times, the chaviv alei chamra, he liked wine, mekadosh chamra, made a kiddush on wine. In other words, the way the Rashbam is learning here, pshat, is the kiddush itself, the words of kiddush is the hefsik. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, you're telling me you're not allowed to wash and then make kiddush and then drink wine and then make bread because the words of kiddush is a hefsik, or the whole idea of kiddush is a hefsik. Because, you know, like bringing Allah before kiddush, whatever it is, it's a hefsik. Well, the Rav used to sometimes make kiddush directly on bread. And he had to say kiddush. Why isn't that a hefsik? So just like, and the Gemara didn't say, what are you talking about? There's a difference if you're making kiddush on bread, even kiddush on wine, and then eating bread. Is that I said the Rashbam, there's no difference. And you're allowed to wash, the halach is you're allowed to wash, drink wine, make kiddush, drink wine, and then make bread, because kiddush is not considered a hefsik. That's how the Rashbam learns. And Tesis, Rabbein Tam says, I don't understand the word the Rashbam is saying. It's chalk and cheese. If you're making kiddush on challah, how can it be a hefsik? But if you're making kiddush on wine and then you can eat the challah, that's a major hefsik. You drank wine in between and you did something else and then you go back to the bread. There's a hefsik. What's going on over there? And therefore, the Rabbein Tam learns a whole different pshat. Rabbein Tam, in addition to the whole different pshat, also learns you cannot make kiddush on challah at all. You cannot make kiddush on challah, which is a separate machlekes. And we hold on Friday night, if you cannot make kiddush on wine, we don't want you to make it a chamar medina. We dafka want you to make it on challah. Because most of the Shoinim hold that there's no mitzvah ma'atayla to make kiddush on wine. There's a mitzvah ma'atayla to make kiddush, words of and that's it. So therefore, and it's also based on the Gemara we had in Shabbos of Chobez, we're going through right now. Oh, so, it's a Hazar Ben Tanlum Shat Gemara. He learns totally different. He learns that it's only a problem with Rav. Rav, see, according to Shmuel, if you make kiddush, you have to have your meal straight away. So if you make kiddush, you have to have your meal straight away. You're definitely allowed to make kiddush, you know, make kiddush, wash, make kiddush and eat challah, because we're not worried you're going to go for spatzir after your kiddush, because
ain't kiddush on makom suda, you have to have the suda straight away. So you're not going to be, it's not going to be a delay. The problem is Rav. Rav holds you can make kiddush and you don't have to eat straight away. So if you're going to wash and then make kiddush, we're scared you're going to wander about. You want your Shabbos spatzir before you sit down to eat. And therefore, there's a problem with hezchadas. That's what it means, hanoytul yod of lo yikadush. We're talking about you wash your hands, don't make kiddush according to Rav, because he holds you can make kiddush and you don't need a suda afterwards. And then the Gemara says, no. Because sometimes he would make kiddush on wine, and then he changed his mind and decided instead, you know what? I'm going to eat bread or vice versa. And it's not considered, we're not worried that he's going to go out there for spatzir or something like that. So, but otherwise, he doesn't look like him at all to... he says as follows. So, Rabbeinu Tam, therefore, argues, first of all, you cannot make kiddush on bread at all, which is very important. And since Rav holds you can make kiddush out of suda, you're not allowed to wash. What we're talking about, you're definitely not allowed to wash and then make kiddush and then your bread could be scared you're going to go for spatzid and it's not going to happen. unless if you washed and you had in mind to eat the bread straight away, that's what people are saying here. If he was very hungry, if Rav was very hungry, he would wash before kiddush and make kiddush because he knew he would eat the bread straight away. There was no hefsek because he's very hungry. But if he was not hungry, he just wanted to make kiddush because he was thirsty or something else, then he would not wash first because then he might go for spatzir. And so on and so forth. On the other hand, Rav, since Rav holds not a problem, he would wash, make kiddush, go for spatzir, whatever it is, and it's not a problem. And so on. Anyway, let's continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Rav, Toam Eina Mekadosh. Rav Huna says, Rav, if you ate before Kiddush, Fafal, you cannot make Kiddush anymore until tomorrow before you sit down to eat. It's like a penalty. Boim, Rav Huna, Bechol Bachin, Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Toam Mawashi Avdol, what a Avdol, let's say you ate before Avdol, can you still make Avdol that night or not? Do you make like a penalty, you can't make Avdol or not? Omele, he said to him, I say, Toam Avdol, when it comes to Avdol, I hold that you, even though you ate, you can make Avdol. You can make Avdol. Maybe Kiddush you can't, because Kiddush is much more severe than Avdol, but Avdol you could. From that Gemara and Nazir, the Rambam holds that Avdol is also Ma'atayr. The Rambam, there's a big machlekes in the Shoenim, if Avdol, even if your Kiddush is Ma'atayr, if Avdol is Ma'atayr. And the real question is Avdol a din in the weekday, or is Avdol a din in Shabbos? Rambam seems to learn, Bichnisasa Ubitsiyasa, he holds that Avdol is just like Kiddush. You make a kiddush in the onset of Shabbos, and you make a kiddush at the end of Shabbos, so the Shabbos ended. So Havdalah is an ancillary of kiddush, and it's Mahatayra. Others learn Havdalah is an introduction to the week, and therefore it's only Midurabbanon. What's the main emphasis of Havdalah? The week is coming in, or the Shabbos is going out? Anyway, so Rav Huna says, kiddush, if you ate before kiddush, you cannot make kiddush, but Havdalah you could. But Rav Asi says, Tom ain't a mavla. I hold Havdalah just like kiddush. If you ate before Havdalah, you cannot make Havdalah. Now you got to wait till the following day. Once he came to Rav Asi's house, Ishli forgot the Tom Midi and he ate he forgot and he ate before Avdallah. Now remember Rav Asi says if you ate before Avdallah, that's it for falling away till tomorrow morning. Rav Huna is the one who says that you can still make Avdallah. Hover like Kosar Rav Asi, he bit his tongue, he gave a cup to Rav Yimir, the Avni said, go ahead and make Avdallah. The wife of Rav Asi, you don't hold that. It's your house. And you hold that if you ate before Avdol, you can't make Avdol. Why are you giving him a cup for Avdol? Omele Shavke, let him be. He holds like his Rebbe. His Rebbe was, the way Rashbam learns that his Rebbe was actually Rav. And Rav Huna, who said it in the name of Rav. So therefore he was saying it like his Rebbe. Tastes all that his Rebbe is actually Rav Huna. And he says that sometimes there's a Rav Yemir, there's a Rebbe Yemir, two different people. Omar Rav Yehuda says, Omar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Tom, if you ate before Kiddush, Eino Mekadosh, you cannot make Kiddush. You fall until the next day. Tom, you ate by mistake, Eino Mavdil, you cannot make Avdolah, we penalize you. Rabba Omar Rav Nachman, but the Rabba said the name of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, name of Shmuel. Tom, if you ate before Kiddush by mistake, Mekadosh, go ahead and make Kiddush. And Tom, if you ate before Avdolah, Mavdil, you make Avdolah. Omar Rav says, Rav, I have a machlekes between my two Rebbes. What Shmuel actually said, but Rabbi Yosef said the name of Shmuel, and Rab Nachman and Rabba said in the name of Shmuel. Now Rabbi Yosef couldn't have said the name of Shmuel, didn't learn by Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef is supposed to say the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, but the Rabba said in Rab Nachman name of Shmuel, and Rabba says I'm going to rule like Rabba that Hilchos of the law is Tom make Kaddish. If you ate before Kiddush, go ahead and make Kiddush. But Tom Mavdol, you ate before Avdol, you can go ahead and make Avdol.
And before we go further, Tejri asked a question. We have a Gemara in Chulin which says that a tzaddik doesn't make mistakes. A tzaddik doesn't make mistakes. So how is it that he ate before Havdalah? And Tejri makes a difference between if the food itself is treif, or, and we learned from Behem to show the tzaddikim that they don't need, you know, stolen food, that and if the food itself is treif, or the food is kosher, but the time is not good, which is what led all the Acharein to talk about difference in Issa Chefs and Issa Gabra. There's a big difference when the food is treif, for example, the Issa is on the object itself, that a tzaddik will not eat, even though he didn't know, he will not end up being treif, chas v'shalom. L'yunu tzaddik alavim. And, but if the food is kosher, the problem is the time. Like you should be eating before Havdalah. So this the Issa is on the Gavra, on the person, don't eat. Then a tzaddik also can stumble and make a mistake. That's what Rav Yirmi ate, forgetting that he didn't make Havdalah yet. Says about it further. Umi shaloi kiddush be'erev Shabbos. And if somebody did not make kiddush on Friday night, make kaddish. Interesting, he called erev Shabbos, instead of leil Shabbos, which tells you that you're supposed to make kiddush. The Rambam says you're supposed to make kiddush before Shabbos. And even though he doesn't believe in Tosfos Shabbos, as the Magen Mishnah says, he says make it before, which is, but the Lashon of the Gemara seems like the Rambam. He's always saying Kiddush Erev Shabbos instead of saying Kiddush. The Braisa said Leil Shabbos, right, the night, and here we're using it Erev Shabbos, which is usually in the late afternoon. If Mishle Kiddush Erev Shabbos, you make Kiddush Erev Shabbos, make Kaddish you can make Kiddush entire Shabbos, Ad Matzoy Shabbos until Matzoy Shabbos. And I told you that most of the Shoyim hold that this is not just a makeup, this is actually the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the proof is, as we had in the Rashbam last night, that not only if you made a mistake, he said if Mikra happened, an accident happened, or Pshia, or negligence. And Filuk HaShulchan Aruch, it says, if you made him, if Misha Shogad, Oy Ovar. Ovar means deliberate. Even if deliberately, you know, we cannot make up, if you missed Mincha deliberately, you cannot make up Ma'ariv. But if you forgot, or an accident happened, then you can make it up by Ma'ariv. So a makeup can only be if it's inadvertent, not if it was deliberate, relying on the makeup. So over here also, since the din is that you it's not a makeup, but the din of Kiddush extends the entire Shabbos. So even if you deliberately didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you decide to go to sleep, you definitely can make Kiddush Shabbos morning. The full Kiddush you made Friday night after Beri Perek Ofen. But Mishal Hevdul b'Motzei Shabbos. If you didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, Mavdil v'Hoylich Kol Shabbos Kulei. You can make Havdalah the entire week, which is till Tuesday night. The Rif's version of this Gemara is in the Rava Mavdil v'Hoylich Ad Yom Rishon. I'd save your ammunition. In other words, he passed Allah Lamais, he can only do it till Sunday night and no more. And even based on the Rif, the whole argument on Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, whether Sunday night make Havdalah, that those say you can't. And the others say that since the reason why he didn't make it on Sunday is because it was an oinus, we didn't let you, then even so, we allowed you to do it Sunday night in this case. I learned this halach is in the following manner. The Rava, this is how we learned it. Amar Rava says, Rava, Hilchasa, the law is, Tom, you may eat before Kiddush, Mekaddish. Tom, you ate before Havdalah, Mavdu, we don't penalize you, make Havdalah. Misha, like Kiddush, Ben Shabbos, you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, Mekaddish, Rahayla, Kalayim, Kalayim, all day. Misha, like Havdu, but Mitzay Shabbos, you make Havdalah, Mitzay Shabbos, Mavdu, Rahayla, Kalayim, Kalayim. This version he holds that Rava said, only Sunday you can make Havdalah, and that's it. Amrila, Mayanuka, Makshisha, Rechiza, two sons. One was called Mayanuka, which in Aramaic means the young one, the Mazinka, and one was called Makshisha, the older one. A big machlek of Tesis of Zion and Bez Mabasa has an argument there. So, which one was that? There's two ways of learning. Is the names of the kids describing the kids or describing the father? Whenever you give, and it's a general question, when you name a kid, but are you trying to bring out the best in your kid and you're describing the kid, or the father's values are placed on the kid? So there's one opinion that this is describing the father. So Yanuka means when Rav Chizda was young. So Yanuka was actually the older one. And Makshisha was when Rav Chizda was old and he was the younger one. And the best proof is the order of the Gemara. First it says Yanuka, then it says Kshisha. Why would you name the younger one before the older one? And the other pshat is no. We're talking about the kid itself. One says Yanuka, you know, this is the Mazinka, and the other one is Kshisha. And because he always felt that he was, you know, the black sheep in the family, they always gave him a little bit extra cover and they gave his name first. So interesting discussion when you give a name to a child. Are you trying to portray yourself or are you trying to portray what the child will be? Anyway, they said to Rav Ashi, Zim l'chodah happened once. Ikla amemel asin amemel once came to our place for Shabbos. V'lahavilon chamra, we did not have wine. Aisin le shikra, we brought him beer. V'lahavdil, he refused to make Havdalah. He only wanted to make Havdalah on wine. Ubas tovas, he went to sleep without eating at all. He went to sleep without eating at all, even though you said before that you know if you ate already you can make Havdalah. That he went to sleep without eating. Lemocha the following day, Sunday, Tarachna, we went out of our way. Vaisinu lechamra, we found and brought him wine. Va'avdul, he made Havdalah. The time midian he ate. In other words, he did not eat Mitzray Shabbos. Lishana, the following year, Su'ikla Lassi came to visit us again. Again, Lahavilan Chamra, we didn't have wine, because obviously in that region, wine was very, very scarce or very, very expensive, and they couldn't afford it. I seen that she brought him beer. Amar, he said, it happened twice in a row. So it wasn't just an accident, he didn't have wine. Yitaka, I was too embarrassed to ask you why you don't have wine. I didn't want to insult you. Yehachiv so Chamar Medinuhu, this is the drink of the land. There's no other wine in the city, so obviously this is the substitute for wine, the beer. Then, Avdil, I will make Havdolah v'toyim midi, and I will eat something. So it has to be a drink that's a substitute for wine. The way that Rashbam and Rashi and others learn is, Dafke, if there's no wine available at all, but if there's a wine available, then you cannot use Chmar Medina. Others learn that even there is. Shbam and Atlas learn three dinim from there. Three dinim. What are the three dinim we learned regarding Havdolah? we're not going to talk about the Chmar Medina if there's no wine. We're talking about the order of Havdalah itself. And especially the way Rashbam and Rashi learned, there's no wine in the city at all. What breda do you have? Of course you can use Chmar Medina. So Shmar number one is Hamavdul Betfila, even though you daven, definitely a member would have daven, and he said Atchantonu, nevertheless, Sada Shi Havdalah Kais. You have to make Havdalah in the cup, because there is a braisa that says, you know, even later on when they became, you know, rich again, you have a choice. Which one you want to make Havdalah? We see clearly, you have to make Havdalah and Atchantonu, and make Havdalah again on wine. Ushmam, another thing we learn from here, even though he davened Meirv, and even though he said, you're not supposed to eat until you actually make Havdalah on wine. That's what I mean. I went to sleep without any food. Ushmam, we also learned he made it up on Sunday. Now, where exactly you learn from here that you can make up the entire week, you actually don't learn from here. All you learn from here is that you can make it up on Sunday. But since we said before that the first version of the Rebbe holds you can make it entire week, the idea was that it's not limited to Mitzvah Shabbos, it extends beyond Mitzvah Shabbos. And once we know that, we'll go back to the halacha that we ruled. It can go until Tuesday night. Okay, we'll stop here.